أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى الطيبين الطاهرين. So we're going to start looking at Surah number 3, which is Surah Ali Imran. It is 200 ayats. It is the second longest Madani Surah. And with Surah Al-Baqarah, it is known as Al-Zarawiyan, the two glittering or radiant sisters. And the Prophet ﷺ said, one who recites Al-Baqarah and Ali Imran will be shaded, in other words, protected by clouds on the day of Qiyamah. Now before I look at the surah, let's do a little bit of coherence and look where we started. So we started with Surah Al-Fatiha, where we in essence requested guidance to our full potential when we said, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. Divinity answered by saying, follow those whom I have blessed, not those on whom there is anger, and not those who are lost. The Baqarah Learning Institution gave us a comprehensive learning program. It taught us that success was submission to Allah, and it manifested itself into no grief and no fear. And it ended by conceptualizing our core beliefs. Now in Surah Ali Imran, having been guided towards a Muslim identity in Al-Baqarah, it is now establishing that Muslim identity. And in essence, it is through nourishing Iman with trust and total obedience to the Messenger, and with that, weeding out hypocrisy. A major part of the surah dwells on the post-battle commentary of the Battle of Uhud, where even some of the best amongst the companions were afflicted by hypocrisy. In hypocrisy, the lower nafs finds an excuse and an escape, and the hypocrite hides in the tunnel of his own fabrication. It's very elusive, it's very difficult to trap at source. And Ali Imran is actually the proof of the pudding of what we've learnt in Baqarah. As far as the Muslim Ummah went, the identity or the new nation was inaugurated in Baqarah. Here now it was establishing that identity, and you found interaction with other nations. So the first half is interaction with the Ahlul Kitab, both the Jews and the Christians. There were struggles through battles, and we find the second half into the Battle of Uhud. And then within the community, there was the internal struggles with the hypocrites. Let's so first look at the name. It's Ali Imran. And the name comes from Ayah 33. And here Imran is the father of Sayyidah Maryam alayhi salam, who it is reported had died when his wife Hannah was pregnant. Before that, there was an Imran as well, who was the father of Prophet Musa alayhi salam. The difference between these two Imrans was 1800 years. But this surah is alluding to Imran, who was the father of Sayyidah Maryam alayhi salam. Now just as Baqarah, we will divide the surah into 9 sections. Now the first section is Ayah 1 to 17, and it names the divine books. There was a mention in Baqarah right in the beginning, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ وَمَا أُنزِلَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ. Describing Muttaqeen, it said, they are those who believe in what was revealed to you, O Muhammad, and what was revealed before you. Now here, Allah names the divine books by saying, نَزَّلَ عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ بِالْحَقِّ مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ وَعَنْزَلَ التَّوْرَاةَ وَالْإِنْجِيلَ. He has truthfully revealed the book to you, verifying that which came before. And he revealed the Torah and the Injil. And then in the sixth section, we see the outright rejectors of divine guidance, those who believed, who followed divine guidance, and then those who focused on the ambiguous verses and protested against them. The second section, just like Baqarah, focuses on Allah. None worthy of worship but Allah. He's the master of the kingdom. And if you love Allah, you must follow the Messenger, and that in essence is success. And the first manifestation of deen is justice. The third section alludes to a powerful miracle, the birth of Prophet Isa al-Islam without a father, to shake those who rejected the communication out of their decadence. The fourth section begins a dialogue with the Christians, in essence at that time of Najran, and the Jews of Medina with commonality. It talks about Prophet Ibrahim to start with, and an invitation to submit to divinity and be unified in purpose. In the fifth section, we see the Muslims at Badr being the hands of Allah, with his help, and at Ahad we see the hands of hypocrisy. And then directive to Muslims, starting with saying that self-sacrifice begins with wealth and no exploitation, interest is forbidden. We looked at it in Baqarah as well. Obedience to the messenger, forgiveness, charity and goodness. In essence, community cohesion. Only then can they be successful. In the seventh section, which is a large section, is the post-battle commentary of Ahad. Again here, the key malady being hypocrisy and disunity with the Prophet ﷺ. And finally, the last two sections. The eighth one looks at failure, which is conceptualized as rejectors of guidance, those who are stingy, and those who boast in arrogance. And the final section is success, conceptualized as contemplation, remembrance, patience, taqwa. And then we have du'as to maintain them, just as we had in Baqarah. So if I were to put it all in a nutshell, the first section is just like Baqarah, we've got three sorts of people, the followers, the rejectors and the disputer. Then Allah introduces himself as the master of the kingdom and he says, if you love me, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ, if you love Allah, فَاتَّبِعُونِ, follow the messenger. And then he manifests his awesomeness by showing us the miracle of the birth of Prophet Isa a.s. And then a dialogue with the Christians and the Jews, inviting them to believe, to submit to divinity and be unified in purpose. The next section shows the difference in the help in Badr and then the hypocrisy in Uhud. The hypocrisy is then expounded upon in the next section when there's a post-battle commentary of the Battle of Uhud. And finally, the surah ends with conceptualizing failure and conceptualizing success. Failure being rejection of guidance, which manifests itself in being stingy, in being miserly and arrogant, and success, meaning to follow the guidance, and that comes out as sabr and taqwa, patience, perseverance, and God consciousness. And let's end with just comparing Al-Baqarah and Ali Imran. Both begin with Alif Lam Mim, both end with du'as. Al-Baqarah is guidance to a Muslim identity. Ali Imran is establishment of a Muslim identity. In Baqarah, the question is sort of, who are the Ulul Albab? And we'll talk about it when we come to them. And we find in Ali Imran, their qualities are listed. Baqarah mentions belief in previous revelations. Ali Imran names these revelations. Al-Baqarah focuses on the Bani Israel. Ali Imran, in essence, focuses on the Christians and the Bani Israel to some extent. Baqarah is about inner Iman, Ali Imran is about manifestation of that inner Iman into outer Islam. Inshallah, we will look at more in the next talk.